The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Who's talking? We're constantly bombarded by the human voice. We hear voices every day from people talking around us in the house, in the neighborhood, on the radio, and TV, from podcasts. Occasionally, we are able to enjoy times of silence, but not often. And our mind is working overtime, filtering out the voices and messages we want and need to hear from those we do not want. It is vital for our spiritual health that we pay attention to who is talking. For example, if it is the voice of the Lord through our reading of Scripture, then our ears should perk up. And if it is someone talking who is speaking wisdom and truth based upon God's Word, then we need to listen to who's talking. Here are some passages in the Bible that confirm this concept. Psalm 119. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Proverbs 8. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Psalm 123. I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for His mercy, just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. Matthew 18. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I've known my wife now for half a century. I've heard her yell to our children and grandchildren from the stands at sporting events. Not only do I know her pretty well, but I can recognize her voice out of a large crowd of people. In a similar way, as we invest time with the Lord and in His Word, we will recognize when it is He that is speaking to us. Listen to John 10. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. John chapter 2. But when Jesus said, this temple, he meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this, and they believed both the Scriptures and what Jesus had said. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Acts 17. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Proverbs 12. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. When we are confident that the one who is talking is speaking truth, then we should listen. Proverbs 23. Commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to the words of knowledge. Mark 12. Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And John 5, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. James 1, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, to listen, slow to speak. And finally, 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. You must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they're true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Folks, every day, pray that God will give you wisdom, that His Holy Spirit will allow you to know who's talking. Is it of God or not?
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.